Thank you and good morning. President Obama may be busy welcoming Pope Francis to the United States for his first official visit, but he's also being lobbied by Governor Jerry Brown and California Senators Dianne Feinstein and Barbara Boxer, along with Congressman Mike Thompson, for emergency relief funds. On Monday, Governor Brown sent a letter to the president and to FEMA requesting access to emergency relief funds for the thousands of California residents who have lost their homes, businesses, or been displaced by wildfires raging across Lake, Napa, Amador, and Calaveras counties. Feinstein, Boxer, and Thompson added their voices to that call, sending a letter to the president requesting money be made available in the wake of the disaster declaration. Fires in the region have burned more than 145,000 acres, caused 4 deaths, and burned down some 1,700 homes along with hundreds of outbuildings. CAL FIRE confirmed a 4th fatality from the Valley Fire on Wednesday. The technology has improved for wind and solar, and it's the right thing to do for the environment. It's a sound economic decision in the long run, but it's also a long-term investment in our planet. Those are the words of Bear River Band Tribal Council member and Director of Natural Resources Edwin Smith, released in a statement from the Rancheria about the upcoming installation of 20 new wind turbines that will generate power for the tribe's Tishnan Community Center. Currently, the tribe has 1 wind turbine, and it's worked well enough for the tribe to invest in future development. The turbines will be constructed on the Singley Hill hillside, and the construction is expected to be completed by mid-October. Bear River has partnered with an energy firm out of Rockland to complete the project. The goal is to reduce the tribe's reliance on the electrical grid and increases the tribe's self-reliance and sovereignty, said the statement. The turbines will be supported by a solar photovoltaic electrical system as well. Calling him one of the main street suppliers of heroin in southern Humboldt County, the sheriff's office arrested Phillipsville resident Neil Tripp Kemp on Wednesday morning at a residence in the 200 block of Fish Creek Road in Phillipsville. Sheriff's deputies from the Garberville station executed a search warrant at the location following a months-long investigation. They found a half ounce of heroin, $3,900 in cash, drug paraphernalia, along with scales and packaging materials. Deputies also confiscated 2 firearms, and Kemp was booked into county jail on a list of charges, including possession for sale, being a felon in possession of a firearm, and possession of a controlled substance while armed. If you see something, say something. And on Tuesday evening at just before 6 o'clock, a person at the Blue Lake Post Office called 911 to report a suspicious blue bag that had been left in the building. The caller said another person had told them that the bag possibly contained a bomb, and that resulted in the dispatch of the county bomb disposal unit to the scene. Traffic was rerouted and streets around the post office were closed down while the blue bag was inspected. It contained no bomb, just clothing. The person who left the bag at the post office has not been identified. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the shopping show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next shopping show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. In July of this year, employees with the City of Arcata were surveying the Arcata Community Forest for future timber harvest sites when they came upon a well-camouflaged cabin found in an area of the forest that hadn't been surveyed in more than 20 years. The cabin was more than just a temporary hovel. It had a peaked roof, a combination sleeping kitchen area, and a place to sit next to a wood stove. Shelves were stocked with canned foods, and there were books on the shelves, but no evidence leading to the identity of the person that built it. Arcata City Manager Karen Diemer was taken by the mystery.
I mean, I'm talking wood stove. It wasn't two-story, but it was almost as tall as a two-story structure that was out there. A substantial amount of wood, some furniture. Very mysterious.
At some point between the time the cabin was featured on local news sites and blogs in July and the past 2 weeks, the cabin disappeared.
Came across it as we were out doing some survey work actually for our harvest this year, and you know, ended up just putting a notice up because it looked like really somebody had a significant amount of their property inside and needed to give some time for them to clear out. Well, what came in throughout whatever period of time, nights and weekends, then just disappeared.
Whoever built the original cabin did so without disturbing local fauna, and the deconstruction left even less evidence of who the secret cabin builder was. All we know is the mystery cabin in the woods is no more. And that's the news on this Thursday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.